welcome everyone today, you know, to today's Bible study. I pray that you will be able to gather all that the Lord is about to teach us today. And we will be looking at Numbers chapter 20, verse 1 to 13. Numbers chapter 20, from verse 1 to 13. Thank you. We are going to learn firsthand the serious consequences in disobedience and the damage anger can cause to somebody's life. Anger can disrupt our destiny. Yes, it can disrupt our destiny. No doubt about that. This was what Moses and Aaron, as a matter of fact, Moses lost his 40 years of hope, his 40 years of expectation. And he was looking forward to finally settling down and live in this promised land full of honey and beautiful things that God has promised them. And this promise was since the time of our father Abraham, Jacob, down to Isaac, now about to be fulfilled through Moses' leadership. What happened? Let's see if he messed up or not. All this happened just towards the tail end of their 40 years journey in the desert, where the Israelites were very close to the promised land. They were around the border of the promised land. The exact location was in the desert of Zin, near Kadesh Barnea. This disobedience brought severe consequences on Moses, who has been their leader all these years, working hard towards fulfilling his number one assignment to bring the people to the promised land. Now he is barred and forbidden from entering this promised land of Canaan. This is a serious example of how high pressure situations and stress and troubles can cause even great leaders to fail and to fall due to anger. Let me remind you quickly of how Moses was called by God, so we can get the entire picture and the story that we are going to expand on today. God called Moses through a miraculous burning bush on the Mount of Horeb in Sinai while Moses was shepherding. Can somebody please open their Bible to Exodus chapter 3, verses 3 to 10. Exodus chapter 3, verses 3 to 10. And let the rest of us listen very attentively. Thank you. Moses was busy taking care of Jethro's flock when he saw a bush burning. This bush was on fire, but was not consumed by the fire. So when God saw that he turned aside to see this burning bush, he called Moses by name twice. Moses, Moses. And identified himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob, and told him to remove his sandals because he was standing on holy ground. God now commissioned Moses to go to Pharaoh to bring the Israelites out of Egypt because he has heard the cry of his people. Because he has heard the cry of his people and he has seen their affliction from their slave masters. There's somebody, please read Numbers chapter 20, verse 1 to 5. Our study for today, Numbers 20, verse 1 to 5. During the Israelites' 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, they arrived back at the wilderness of Zin and stayed in Kadesh. It was at Kadesh that Miriam, Moses' sister died and was buried. During that time, they were also facing critical water shortage because there was no water for the congregation or for their livestock to drink. The people accused Moses of leading them into a barren, unsuitable wilderness to kill them, explicitly complained about the lack of fruit, grain, and water. They expressed regret leaving Egypt, calling the wilderness an evil place without grain, figs, vines, or pomegranates. Despite their 40 years of miraculous provisions by God, this new generation of the children of Israelites immediately falls back into the same pattern that their parents fell in. They become rebellious, complaining and grumbling against Moses and Aaron. Brethren, by doing so, they are now repeating the same rebellious attitude of their parents who died in the wilderness. Can you imagine? Their 40 years of wandering in the desert did not automatically change or fix their unbelief in their hearts. They were still rebellious. Remember, we talked about this during our last Bible study 2 weeks ago. The title, I believe, was Rebellion, Trusting God Against All Odds. And we dealt with Numbers chapter 14 from verse 1 to 25. You remember when God appeared suddenly at the tabernacle? Just as the people of Israel were about to stone Joshua and Caleb, God appeared, the glory of God appeared suddenly. All because Joshua and Caleb spoke in faith, they spoke faith in God. They didn't allow what they saw physically to determine what God can do. Because they have believed and seen and remember all the great things God has done for them. They knew that the God that did those for them in the past can also do what is about to do for them now. They were not looking at the giants in Canaan land, but the most giant of God, his power and the glory, they were dependent upon. So they wanted to stone them. In their frustration and rebellion, they went to choose a leader as well that will return them back to Egypt because of their rebellion. God said to them in Numbers chapter 14, verse 22 to 23. Numbers chapter 14, verse 22 to 23. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened unto my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. And the Lord also pronounced this for them, those Israelites, those rebellious people. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 29, the Lord said, Numbers chapter 14, verse 29. Numbers 14, verse 29. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. Hey. And all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old upwards, which have murmured against me. So from 20 years old upwards that left Egypt, since the time they left Egypt, all those that murmured against God, complained against God, all did not get to the promised land because of their unbelief. So now, as Moses and Aaron now face the intense, faithless, rebellious crowd again, they both decided to go to the entrance of the tabernacle to seek God's guidance. Brethren, always go to God first for everything that you need guidance and help with. Please, always go to God first before you tell your pastor, your bishop, or your sister, your brother, or anyone else. I'm telling you, it is very key. When you do that, it takes authority of the solution in your hand. You'll be walking through it without you knowing. This experience was what set up the waters of Meribah's incident. Numbers chapter 20, verse 6 to 8, please. Numbers chapter 20, verses 6 to 8.
And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting and fell on their faces. And the glory of the Lord appeared to them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron, your brother, and tell the rock before their eyes to yield its water. So you shall bring water out of the rock for them and give drink to the congregation and their cattle. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Following their complaint, Moses and Aaron now fell face down at the entrance of the tabernacle of meeting, bringing their petition directly to God. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to them, demonstrating God's marvelous mighty power and presence, ready to respond to their need for guidance. Listen, brethren, whenever you call on God, He answers. Go to Him first whenever you need anything. Listen to this very well. As the glory of God appears, He spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them precise instructions. First, take thy staff, which is the rod. Two, gather the people to witness the miracle. And thirdly, speak to the rock. God explicitly asked Moses to speak to the rock to bring out water and not to strike it. Let me remind you, because there are two times Moses has been given instructions to strike the rock. The first time God asked Moses to strike the rock for water was different from this occasion. It was in the book of Exodus chapter 17, where God commanded Moses at that time to strike. At that time, God commanded him to strike. Exodus chapter 17, verse 6. Exodus chapter 17, verse 6 says, behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. This time, Moses obeyed God's command completely. Now, the goal here in Numbers chapter 20, verse 8, is to provide water for the community and their livestock, demonstrating God's provision right before the people. Let somebody read Numbers 20, verse 9 to 11, please. Numbers chapter 20, verses 9 to 11. Thank you. Numbers 20, 9 to 11.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock and said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Moses did as he was told. He took the staff where it was kept before the Lord. Then himself and Aaron gathered the people together before the rock and said, "You rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" Who is he referring to? Must we? And in verse 11, Moses lifted up his hand, and with the rod, he smote the rock twice, and water gushed out abundantly. So the entire congregation and their livestock drank and were filled. What? What did Moses just do? Moses just disobeyed God by striking the rock twice to produce water instead of speaking to it as God has commanded him to do. He must have been driven by anger towards the rebellious Israelites. Although water flowed and God provided for the people, because that was his intent, Moses and Aaron, because of their disobedience, for failing to honor God's instructions, in spite of their disobedience, they were disciplined for it. Moses and Aaron were punished for failing to honor God's instructions. Remember in verse 10, while our sister was reading, Moses called the Israelites rebels. And he took credit for the miracle by saying, "Must we fetch water out of this rock?" It's not your rock. It's not your power. You are not their provider. You are only a messenger. That is why I tend to foolishly follow this God. Like people will say, fool. Let me be fool for obedience. Because sometimes people see my response as waste of time. But at the end, they say, "Sorry, I wish I had heard you." Brethren, wait for the Lord. Obey our God. He answers whenever we call. He provides when we are in need. He will perfect everything concerning you. You will be the one tired of blessing. Just obey him. Obey. Moses' action shows lack of trust and a failure to properly represent God before the people. I guessed that they took the credit because they acted out of frustration in their own power. This incident shows the difference between acting in faithful obedience and acting out of frustration. Never take decision when you are frustrated. Never take decision when you are angry. Watch what you do. Take a deep breath and walk away for a minute or two. Reflect on what's going on. Say, "Father, I leave this in your hand," and it will give you response. I believe completely it was out of frustration that made him strike that rock twice. He was tired of their complaint. Because they did not uphold God as holy before the people, God declared that Moses and Aaron will not lead the congregation into the promised land. Numbers chapter 20, verse 12 to 13, please. Numbers chapter 20, verse 12 and 13, please. Numbers 20, verse 12 and 13.
"And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and said, because you did not believe me to sanctify me and show me holy before the people, you are both forbidden from taking the people into the promised land. Despite their lifetime of service, they were denied entry into Canaan. All this occurred just at the end of their wandering in the desert for years. Just before they were set to enter the land of Canaan. This shows that God holds leaders highly accountable, and he does not make exceptions to any of his requirements. But I thank God for Jesus. The location of this rock experience is named Meribah, meaning quarreling, because the Israelites contended with God. Moses allowed his frustration with the people to override his obedience to God. Why? It does happen. All leaders, I must share with you, must act as representative of God's character, even under immense and intense pressure. Calm down, take a deep breath. You don't fight your battles yourself. God is the one that fights for you when you commit them to him. Brethren, acting out of frustration rather than following God's specific command is disobedience. And God hates disobedience. Moses' failure to follow God's instructions. Maybe he thought that the way God asked him to do the rock before, God forgot. So instead of now speaking, he said to strike the rock again. I don't know. But I knew he was driven by frustration and pressure, complaining for 40 years. This is a demonstration that God holds everyone accountable, and anger should never, ever replace faithful obedience to God. Question one will come from Numbers chapter 20 from verse 1 to 5, our question one. Please listen carefully. What is the problem this time? And what are the Israelites complaining about? What is the problem this time? And what are the Israelites complaining about? We'll find them in Numbers chapter 20 from verse 1 to 5. We can read before we answer.
I believe you've been blessed with this message. Join an amazing moment in God's presence by fellowshipping in his presence. There we'll learn and grow in God's words and prayer. It's a partnership with God's people and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Follow the link below to join us every Sunday and bi-weekly Wednesdays on our audio platforms. You're welcome.